This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More rain is forecast for Pagosa Springs after an earlier storm caused flooding and evacuations. Pagosa Springs town manager David Harris says the town is still assessing damage as they wait for the second weather front to pass through.
Yes, we know rain is in the forecast. We knew another salvo is coming today and probably until tomorrow. Take them as they come. Manage the situation.
The weekend storm dropped as much as 6 inches of rain in some places. The National Weather Service says areas of southwestern Colorado could see another 2 inches before things dry out. The federal government shutdown is also affecting some hunters in southern Colorado. KRCC's Andrew Chalfin has more.
Pronghorn rifle hunting and mule deer muzzleloader hunting are both suspended on Fort Carson and the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Dean Miller says personnel at both locations are affected by the shutdown. Full refunds are available for affected licenses.
You know, people plan an entire season to go hunting. They prepare. There's a lot of work and effort to go into it. So this is quite disappointing for a lot of people. We fully understand that.
Miller says it's possible the upcoming archery season on the Mountain Post and its training site could also be impacted. It just depends on the length of the shutdown. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Across Denver and the Front Range, temperatures this week will be in the mid-60s and low 70s today and tomorrow, with a run at 80 degrees in Denver on Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.